USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. Senate today is expected to vote on a House-passed bill that would fund the coronavirus response in the United States. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
The House votes overwhelmingly, 415-2, to pass an $8 billion spending bill to fight the coronavirus outbreak. The two congressmen voting against it, Andy Biggs of Arizona and Ken Buck of Colorado.
A Republican lawmaker introducing a measure to censure Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer for saying at a rally yesterday that two Supreme Court justices will, quote, pay the price if they rule against abortion rights. Missouri Senator Josh Hawley tweeting that he's moving to censure the New York Democrat for the comments that were aimed at Justices Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh, both of whom were appointed by President Trump. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to finestknown.com.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says long-term peace in Afghanistan will be now up to the Afghan people. Pompeo telling reporters Taliban leaders are working, in his words, diligently to reduce the violence. He expressed optimism about the peace agreement, which does call for the gradual removal of U.S. troops over 14 months. Pompeo again saying the opportunity for peace should not be squandered by Afghanistan. A week after a mass shooting at the Molson Coors Brewing facility in Milwaukee, the complex has reopened. Five people were killed before the gunman killed himself. The Molson Coors CEO says,
"We restarted our operations last night. We turned back on the lines for the first time in a week. We cannot, we will not turn off the care and support that we're providing to our families and our employees as well."
Investigators still trying to determine a motive for those shootings. And this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Search crews in Tennessee report progress after tornadoes ripped through that state early Tuesday morning. The storms killing at least 24 people, most of them in Putnam County, where Mayor Randy Porter says they've managed to whittle down the list of missing persons from several dozen to just three. Porter's thanking the 2,500 people or so who have shown up to volunteer with the rescue and recovery efforts. Following the Super Tuesday balloting, the Democratic presidential primary race is clearly neck and neck between Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden. A resurgent Biden scoring 10 victories in the 14 Super Tuesday states. Biden campaigning and celebrating in Los Angeles yesterday, saying the main goal is to beat President Trump.
Well, what we can't let happen in the next few weeks is let this primary turn into a campaign of negative attacks. The only thing that I can do is help Donald Trump, and it doesn't do anything to help any one of the candidates.
The Labor Department saying around 216,000 Americans filed first-time jobless claims last week. That was about 3,000 less than the week before. And Meghan Markle is back in Britain for the first time since she and Prince Harry announced their split from the royal family. The Duchess of Sussex is to join Harry in London for a celebration of the sporting achievements of wounded service members. Find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.